We're going to learn Daf Samach Gimel Masechtas Nedarim. We're just going to start from the two lines from the bottom of Samach Beis and Mabeis. So the Mishnah, actually just right above that, it quotes from the Mishnah, Ad Geshamim, Ad Sheyeh Geshamim, Ad Sheter Revi Yishniyah, Rishum Gamliel Omer. It doesn't quote the whole Mishnah. But when the Mishnah says, if a person says, Ad HaGeshamim, that he wants to make a nether for whatever it is. Our usual example is he's not going to eat apples until the Geshamim. So the Tanakhama Shita is that Geshamim means literally that it has to rain. That the nether is going to apply until it starts raining. The Shimon Gamliel Oimerian says no, it doesn't actually have to literally start raining, it just has to start the rainy season. But not just the rainy season, it has to be the second period within the rainy season, which we are going to define today on Daf Samach Gimel, what that second season is. But okay, and the basic machlekes is whether it has to literally start raining or it just has to be the rainy season. On that note, the Gemara now starts the second line from the bottom. Amar Rav Zeira, machlekes de Omar ad ha-geshamim. That the machlekes is only if you literally say the words geshamim in the plural. So that's where they argue whether you meant to say the season or you meant to say the rain itself. Versus the next line, Abo Omar ad ha-geshem. But if I say until the rain, ad gzman geshamim ka'omar. There, we don't mean literally the rain itself. There, we certainly mean the rain season. Ad geshem, geshem is referring to the rain season, so everybody would agree that in that context, it's the rain season. And the Ran explains and adds that it's because of the plurality of it that gives us reason to pause and think that maybe it means the rain itself. Because the natural reading, again, in English it doesn't translate so well. But in Lashon HaKodesh, Ad HaGeshem refers to the season. Geshem means, I know it means rain, but it means the rain season. When you say Geshamim, so now what are you adding? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, still means the rain season. And according to the Tanakhama, it says, no, it means that it has, if I added that, it must mean that I'm looking for the rain itself. Okay. That takes us now to the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara right away says, Meisve, I'll ask you a contradiction. Now this Gemara is going to take a while to develop. It's going to take, almost all the way to the Mishnah before the Gemara gets to the question itself. But the advantage of reading this is the Gemara, it's based on a Gemara in Tainus as well. It's going to define to us what the rainy season is. And just as a note, when we talk about the nether, for nether purposes, as you'll see in a moment, it always means the second portion of the rainy season. So here we go. Meisve. Here's your contradiction. Eduz Manashel Revia. What is the time of Revia, meaning when it soaks the ground? What is the timing of the soaking of the rain? Avachiro, the earliest season is Begimel, is the third day of the month of Cheshbon. Beninus, the middle season is Beshiva, is the seventh day of Cheshbon, which is only 4 days apart. Afela, and the last part of the season is, now all of this is referring to the last part of the beginning of the season, but it's the last part of the season, Afela, Be'esrim v'shloisha is now 23 days. So it jumps from 7 to 23. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has some different dates. B'Shiva the 7th, B'Shiva Asr the 17th, which is 10 days later, B'Shiva Esr v'shloisha 23, which is 7 days later than that. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi has the third Shita. B'Shiva is the 7th. Sorry, B'Shiva Asr the 17th. B'Esr v'shloisha, which is 23, which is 7 days later. U'b'chodesh Kislev, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is again 7 days later than that. Okay, so those are the three shitas, what the beginning, middle, and end of the beginning of the season is. V'chein hoy Rabbi Yossi Omer. So now, what is all of this relevant for? Rabbi Yossi used to explain as follows. Ein ha'yichid ha'masanin ad she'yagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He used to say, where does Rosh Chodesh Kislev come from? That's when people started fasting. If it had not yet started raining all the way by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, now we see that the rain is delayed. So that's when the individuals versus the Talmid HaChacham and something like that used to start fasting as opposed to all of Klal Yisrael. That comes later. But that is Rabbi Yosef Shito. Okay, so now that we've quoted the Braisa, the Gemara now asks, or the Gemara says, and we say on that, I understand the significance of the date when the beginning is lishol, because that's when we start saying the same talamot lebracha. We need to know when that date is. Shalishis, the third part of the season, meaning the last part of the season, lehisanis. There's a significance to that date, because then we know that it's time to start fasting. Now, what would be the point of knowing when the second season is? It doesn't really make a difference. It's either the beginning or the end. What's the middle for? And Rav Zeira says, now notice, this is the same Rav Zeira who on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis was the one who said that the machlokes between Geshem and Geshamim is, or the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is whether you say Geshem and Geshamim. It's the same Shita, just want to point that out. But Amar Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira goes and said, Linoider, the significance of the second season is to know when, if somebody made a nether, when that nether would be chal. Because the first season, the first date is too early, the last date is too late, so the second one is the one right in the middle, makes the most sense. Okay, now finally to the Gemara's question. V'aminan Allah. And we say about this, when we explain this machlekes, we say, Kiman Ozla Hadatanya. So this brisa, who is the shita that is consistent with the following brisa that we're about to quote? Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Gishamim Sheyordu Shiva Yamim Zeacher Zeh. If you have rain that goes all the way straight, rain straight for 7 days, one after the next, Atamoina Behen Revi Rishoina Vishnia, that's when you can count both the first season, it's the first day and the second day of the season. Come on, Rabbi Yosi, that would be Rabbi Yosi. Because as we noticed when we were reading the Brisa, the original Brisa, we pointed out the distance and the timing between all the first, the various Shitas between the first day and the second rainy period. And according to Rabbi Meir Shita, it was only 4 days, so that doesn't count. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it was 10 days, so that's too much. And finally, we had Rabbi Yosi Shita that was literally 7 days. In any event, so now that we have a shita that's 7 days, we finally have Rabbi Yosi. So, the Gemara's question is not clear in the Gemara itself. The Gemara doesn't present it as a question. So both the Ran and the Mefarish and Rashi explain that the Gemara's question is that this assumes that all of these brises assume the word Geshem, that you're saying the word Geshem. Now, if you say the word Geshem, it should definitely mean the rainy season, and not rain itself. Meaning, even the Tanakhama, according to the way Rav Zeira learned anyway, the Tanakhama Shita is that when you say the word Geshem, it also means the rainy season itself and not the rain. But if you're talking about, in order to define the second season where it literally rained for 7 days, according to the Tanakhama, why would you need that? If we're talking about that you use the word Geshem should only require the season, not the rain itself. So that is the Gemara's question, which again is not so explicit in the question. The Ran himself, it says it's more of a havamina that would be the normal natural way with people saying, with people talking, and if the brisa doesn't say anything, therefore we must be talking about Ara Geshem. But the problem would then be, so if we're talking about Ara Geshem, why would you have a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, what, that it literally has to rain? To which the Gemara gives a very simple response. When we're talking about the nether and we're talking about the second level of the season when it's going to start raining, the case, so the nether has to be where you said Ada Geshamim, and that's why you need it to physically be raining. But the way the Gemara is agreeing with Rav Zeira Shita, that if you just said in your nether the term Ad HaGeshem, so then Anachanami, you would not need for it to be actually raining. It would just need to be the rainy season, which again would also refer to the second of the rainy season. So that is the Gemara's Kasha and Teretz over here. Again, even though it doesn't say the word Geshem in this entire Brisa, it's an assumption that we're talking about Ara Geshem, because that is the way most people would talk. Okay, but all of this is, now this is relevant because again, at the end, the last brisa that we quoted, the reason why the Gemara had to bring the entire thing was, first of all, to establish that we're talking according to Rav Zeira in order to make this Akasha. Second of all, the second brisa is quoting Rav Shimon Gamliel, who Rav Shimon Gamliel's response is, Omer Geshamim, when he says the 7 days, and we're talking about that it's literally raining, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel in that brisa responding to the Tanakhama. Again, which is a piece of information that you're missing missing from the Gemara itself. You have to get it from the Ran. The Ran fills that piece of that detail in. That it's the same Rav Shimon Gamliel that's responding to the Tanakhama. So if he's responding to the Tanakhama that says that it has to literally rain, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, okay, no, we're talking about that it rains for 7 days. It's the season. But once again, if we're talking about Ara Geshem, what does it need to be raining for? What would, that wouldn't be in the context that the Tanakhama is discussing it. So Melo, we have to change the gear. We have to say that the case is, as the Gemara answers, the case is it has to be Ad HaGeshamim. Okay, that takes us to the Gemara, to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah continues. The next Mishnah continues. Koinim yayin she'ani toyem lishono. Person makes a neder and says, I'm not going to drink wine for the year. So now this is also a little tricky because you have to use the word lishono or hashono that you mean this year. We are not talking about, according to the Ran, we're not talking about where you made a neder from day to day, meaning that you're not looking to make the neder through the next year this month, talking about throughout the for the balance of the period of the year. But the chiddush is nisabro hashana, if we all of a sudden decide that it's in the, it's a new, there's an extra month to the year that which happens, which we have to do in Hebrew year. So aser ba ubi ibura, the neder includes that extra month as well. So the Ran says that we're talking about a case where you made the neder all the way in the beginning of the year, because obviously it's in the middle of the year, it's whatever it takes till the end of the year. That's easy. That's not such a chiddush. The chiddush is that you made the neder all the way in the beginning of the year, and now it's going to take 13 months till you get to Rosh Hashanah. And the chiddush is, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that that extra month is going to be included in that extra, is going to be included. The whole year is also including that that extra month. Because if you said, the Ran's chiddush is, because if you said a year, that I want it to be usher for a year, since, this is a very big chiddush by the Ran, since you could say that I didn't mean this year, I meant next year, and next year does not have an Iber year, most years don't have an Iber month, don't have an extra month, so when I said a year, I meant 12 months like a regular 12 months, and in which case the extra month would not count. So that's why the Ran has to say that that's not the case over here, that we're not talking about a year, we're talking about this year, and since I said this year, so it means till Rosh Hashanah, and if it means to include an extra month, that's going to be include an extra month. Okay, that's the first half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says, Ad Rosh Adar. So if a person says that I want my neder to be chal until the beginning of Adar, what does he mean? Ad Adar Rishon. So if we're talking about an extra month, as you know, the extra month is always the second Adar. So he means the neder is only chal until the beginning of the first Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ad Soif Adar. So until the second Adar, the end of Adar rather. Ad Soif Adar Harishon. So the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, which is the girsa that the Ran agrees with, so therefore that's the girsa the editors wrote in the Mishnah. But the girsa that we have in the Mishnah is Ad Soif Adar Harishon. It also means to the end of the first month, which means that even though that there might be a second month of Adar, if I said until the end of Adar, when I made my neder initially, I only meant till the end of Adar Rishon, and therefore the fact that there's a second Adar is not included in my neder. However, there is a girsa that the Ran does deal with throughout the sugya, that the girsa in the second and that last line of the Mishnah is Ad Soif Adar means Ad Soif Adar Hasheni, that itaka, he changes the girsa. And he says it really means to the end of the second month, which, again, I understand logically that would make sense, because if my month, my neder is that if I want it to be till Adar, I understand is the beginning of the, even the first Adar. But when I say the end of Adar, Adar doesn't end until the end of the second Adar. Now, the logic that the Ran gives to that second, the second girsa in our Mishnah, is that if you have a second Adar, the first and second Adar are like one long month. So it really is the same Adar, even though it's 60 days instead of 30 days, but it's really the same Adar. So when I said the end of Adar, Adar doesn't end until 60 days later instead of normal month, which ends 30 days later. If there's a second Adar, that the month of Adar finishes on the end and 60 days later. That's the logic. It was a very interesting perspective that the Ran has on how to define the 2 months of Adar. They're not looked at as two separate months. But as I pointed out, even though the Ran has this girsa, l'maisa, the Ran prefers the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, and that's the girsa that we're going to contend with, is that it means, everything means the first month of Adar. The beginning means the beginning of the month of Adar, and the end means the end of even the first month of Adar. That's the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. So on that note, it's much easier to follow the Gemara. The Gemara says, Alma. So from here we see Stama da Adar de Ka'amar, when a person says Adar, Rishon Hu, he means the first month of Adar. So when a person is talking and he says Adar, he's referring to the first month of Adar. Now, that is not a simple statement, because Leiv Masnisin Rabbi Yehudahi, that would make our Mishnah Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which as we'll see in a moment is the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Adar HaRishon, if you're writing a contract and you need to refer to Adar, so the first month of Adar, Kosev Adar HaRishon, you say that that is the first, you mean the first month of Adar. Adar Sheni, but when you say Adar, when you were referring to the date which is in the second month of Adar, Kosev Adar Stam, Divrei Meir, then all you just have to write is the word Adar, and everybody knows that you mean the second month of Adar. So you see that according to the Rav Meir Shita, the second month of Adar is really the main month, the main month of the year. However, Rabbi Yehuda, remember we're trying to get our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no. Adar Rishon Kosev Stam. When I'm referring to Adar Rishon, all I have to write is the word Adar. Adar Sheni Kosev Tanyan. Tinyan. When you're referring to the second month of Adar, that's where I have to say the end one, or the second one, the later one. Because this Adar Sheni, that's the Chiddush month. That's the one that has to be pointed out. So we see that according to Rabbi, that our Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the second month of Adar is the extra one, and the main month of Adar is the first one. That is what the Gemara has a Hava meaning. To which Amar Abaya says, no, Afilu Tamer Rab Meir. You could say that it is Shita's Rav Meir also. It depends on the situation. Hadi yoda de ma'av rishasa, hadi lo yoda. It depends very simple on whether in the beginning of the year when I made my neder, whether I knew up front whether that there was going to be a second Adar or not. If I knew, so our Mishnah is referring to where I didn't know that there was going to be a second Adar. So since I didn't know that there was going to be a second Adar, when I said Adar, I meant, like think about it this way, when I made my neder, I'm going to aser myself until Adar, I never meant that it should be also until 30 days later. I knew it was going to be also for the next 3 months until the first Adar comes. However, if I knew that there was a second Adar, yes, it's possible. That's not the case of our Mishnah, but yes, that would be possible that I meant the second month of Adar. That's the way Abaya wants to learn would make Rav Meir consistent with our Mishnah. We like to try to make our Mishnahs consistent with Shita's Rav Meir, even if we don't necessarily pask in that way, but we like to make our Mishnahs, the Stam Mishnah, to be consistent with Shita's Rav Meir. Okay, that is what the Gemara wants to suggest. Now on the top of Samach Kimel Amabez, top of the Amav Vahatanya, this Vahatanya is not a question, this Vahatanya is Benichusa, is a Raya. I'll prove it to you that if I didn't know that there was going to be an extra Adar, and then all of a sudden it happens later, I still meant, and for purposes of my Nether, I still meant the first Adar. Vahatanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. The person says, until Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. Then he means until the first Adar. So obviously if I'm saying until the first Adar, that means by definition there's a second Adar. But that's just the Braisa says that without explaining. And the next line of the Braisa, Im Hoysa Shana Mu'u Beres, but if there was already a Iber Yor, Adrosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So that means, then you're referring to the second month of Adar, which is exactly Rav Meir Shita, right? That the main Adar would be the second month. However, but the first, so how do you explain the first half of the Braisa that you said you meant the first month of Braisa, the first month, first Adar? Michlal, so the Gemara itself explains. Michlal, the Reisha Labber Muberes Askinon. So it must be that the Reisha case was talking about where it wasn't necessary, the way the Ran reads this is a question. Michlal, the Lab, the Mubaris Askina, we're not talking about where there is a second month. And that must be that there's a second month. Shma Mina, Hada Pshita Leita Ma'abra Shasa, Hada Loyada. It depends, once we, the case, it depends on whether he knew up front He knew that there was going to be a second month versus when he didn't know. So when he didn't know, in his mind, there's only one Adar. So in his month, that one Adar is going to refer to the first Adar because that's when his nether is going to be chal till. That's what his expectations are. Obviously, but if he did know there was a second month of Adar and he says Adar, then Anachanami, the main Adar is, as we discussed before, the main Adar is going to be the second month, like Shitas Reb Meir. And therefore, if I knew there was a second month, I meant that real Adar, which was the second one. But Anachanami, if I did not know that there was going to be a second Adar, and when I initially made the nether, I said Adar, Anachanami, I meant the first month of Adar, because the first Adar, because that's what I had in mind. Okay, so in that way, by the way, the point of the Gemara is, in that way, even Reb Meir Shita fits with our Mishnah. So even though our Mishnah makes a point of saying that it's going to be the first Adar, Reb Meir can agree that it means the first Adar, but we'll have to say the case is when he didn't know there was going to be a second Adar. So in his nether, in his mind, there was only one Adar, so he meant the first Adar. But Anachanami, even according to Reb Meir, which is very clear, if we knew that there was a second Adar, so then when I say the word Adar, I'm referring to, and I mean, the second month of Adar. That takes us to the next and final Mishnah of the Perek. One points out that Anachanami, the same thing would, even though we're discussing it in the context of Nedarim, the same thing would be true for contracts. Because the Brisa that we're bringing is in the context of contracts. And therefore, for example, if I knew that there was an extra month of Adar, and I'm in, if I knew, so for example, if I'm already in the second month of Adar, it's already Adar Sheni, which means I obviously know that there's a second month of Adar. And I write the word Adar, so according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that would mean that I'm referring, and I just write the word Adar, and I don't write the word the second Adar, I just write the word Adar, that would mean I'm referring to the first month of Adar. And that would make it a Shtar Muktum, which would mean that the shtar was written before the event that you're testifying to actually happened. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that would make the shtar possible. So therefore it is relevant, this machlekes applies to contracts, and also very importantly applies to gittin. And we want to make sure that we have a kosher get, because if you have the wrong date in the get, it makes it possible. So once again, even though our Mishnah is talking about it in the context of Nedarim, and our Gemara discusses it in the context of Nedarim, although we do quote the Brisa that it's in the context of contracts, and for contract and gittin purposes, Anachanami, that we have the same similar machloikas. We have the Shitas Reb Meir that says that means Adar Sheni, and Rabbi Yehuda Shita that it's Adar Rishon. So this Mishnah is the last Mishnah of the Perek. In fact, it's the Mishnah itself goes all the way to the end of the Perek. And what's interesting about it, as we'll see as we go through this Mishnah, is that many of the cases that this Mishnah discusses, we've already seen in other places in the Masechta. Which is why, possibly, that there's no Gemara on this Mishnah, because this Mishnah has already been explained and defined in the various places throughout the Masechta. So there's no direct comment on the Mishnah itself. So here we go, the Mishnah will take us to the end of the Perek. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Koinim yayin sha'ani toyeim ad shiyehe ha-pesach. A person says, I am not going to drink wine, again, with the correct lashon of nedarim, but the essence of what he's saying is, I'm not going to drink wine until it is Pesach. Now, we already learned in the previous Mishnayos, the previous Gemaras, that when they say ad shiyehe, it means until it is that time. Now, is that time, and even we had a Mishnah Beferis that says, using the example of Pesach, that when I say ad shiyehe Pesach, it means including Pesach itself is going to be Aser. So that theoretically should be the halacha over here also. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says a major chiddush. Says that when I say koinim yayin, when I say wine, ad shiyehei Pesach, even though I'm using the lashon which includes Pesach, the Mishnah continues and says, lo niskaven ze ela ad leil ha-pesach. He means until Pesach. Why? Because he means the time when everybody's drinking wine. So you wouldn't specifically make a neder for the purpose of making yourself also to drink wine when it's exactly the moment that you're supposed to be drinking wine. In other words, this is consistent with pretty much everything else we've been saying, but it is a chiddush in the Mishnah that it all goes by what you meant when you made a neder. When you make a neder, what did you mean? So as the Ran says, we have an umdina, we can understand it's self-understood that you did not mean to make this neder in a way that specifically asks you exactly when you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. So even though so this is another example where my meaning and the words that I'm using are inconsistent, but we follow what you mean, specifically in a case where we know what you mean. Now obviously I can say whatever I want and I can personally mean something and explain that I mean it different than what everybody else thinks I mean, like we had for example the example much earlier in the last paragraph where a person makes a neder on an etzem, on a bone, and he says, no, I just mean the bones in my house and whatever, and he doesn't mean a carbon. Right? So I could explain. If I explain that's what I mean, and I mean different than what everybody else thinks I mean, of course I always have that prerogative and I always have that right to explain myself if I explain myself differently. However, the pashtus is that achiyehe should mean to include. But since we know that's not what he meant, since we know that we can give him, if you want to call it, for lack of a better word, the benefit of the doubt, we can give him, we understand that he doesn't mean exactly what he said, and therefore the meaning overrides the words that he is saying. That's the first example of the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives another example. It says, Oimer koinem boser sha'ani toyem. Person says that I'm not going to eat meat. Achiyehei hatsoim. Once again, until the fast happens. Now this fast, the way the Mefarshim explained, is referring to Yom Kippur. So the halacha is ein osur el ad leil tzoim. It means until the night before the fast. Why? Because shalonis gavin say el ad shasha derech bnei adam lechol basar. It means the time that everybody used to eat meat. Apparently there was a minig on. It's not clear to me, but whether it means on Erev Yom Kippur or even the night before Erev Yom Kippur, seems to be there was a sheet. There was a minig like that to eat meat before Yom Kippur. In any event, the same thing. Even though I said Achiyehei, which would include the fast itself, he doesn't mean the fast itself. So now, again, because we understand what he means, we interpret his words differently than what the words literally would translate would mean. And we have a third case, Rabbi Yossi Benoyimer. Now this is Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. He gives a third example, is Koinem Shum Shani Toyem. Once again, he says that I'm not going to eat garlic at Shadehe Shabbos until Shabbos, which would theoretically mean he's not eating garlic on Shabbos. Once again, the translation is Eina Osir Ella Ad Leil Shabbos. He only means until the start of Shabbos, or until before the start of Shabbos. Shalonis Kavan Zeh Ella Ad Shashadech B'nei Odom Lechol B'Shum. He meant, once again, he's specifically making the nether. He doesn't mean to include that time where the minig was specifically to eat garlic on Friday night. And this was a Takanas Ezra. So it happens to be a Machlekes also, Machlekes Rishonim, whether the Takana of Ezra was to eat garlic on Friday afternoon or to eat garlic on Friday night. But the point is very interesting. This is a Takanas Ezra. So the reason why Ezra made this takana was because garlic is an aphrodisiac, which would help with the male sperm count, so that it would propagate, or the reproduction would be better. And this was Ezra at the time when, as we all know, came up in the second times of the second base of Mikdash, and the population of Klal Yisrael wasn't that great, was relatively small population. So Ezra literally put a takana in place so that the population would grow. Anyway, but that became the minig. It's even brought down lahalocha to eat garlic. And again, as I said, it's a question of whether it's on Erev Shabbos or a Friday night. I think the way we discuss it in most of the Mefarshim is on Friday night. The point is that that's specifically the time that you're supposed to be eating garlic. And still, even though he said the terminology that he used in the neder was that it should include Friday night, it can't mean that that's what he meant. Okay, so those are the three cases, the same idea. And so the Ran has an interesting discussion on this about whether or not we paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. As we pointed out when we started this Mishnah, because Achiyehei really means to include. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it is not included. So the Tanakhama, which learned Achiyehei Pesach, gave The question was whether the Tanakhama's example of Achiyah Pesach included wine or meant other things other than wine. Because Rabbi Yehuda's example is specifically wine. So the question is, did the Tanakhama that we learned in not the previous Mishnah, but previous Mishnayos, learned that it said Achiyah included Pesach. So the question is, does the Tanakhama agree that yes, when I said that I meant everything but wine, and I would agree with Rabbi Yehuda? So the way the Ran learns is, no, that shita would include even wine, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would be arguing on the Tanakhama, and we would not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, as an interesting aside, it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda would even argue on Rabbi Yossi's case, because Rabbi Yossi's case is just a takana, so it's not even so to speak well known that that's what you're necessarily going to do. So maybe even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi, in which case, if you have the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda that disagree with Rabbi Yossi, we certainly don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which again is a very big chiddush, because usually we say we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but in this case the Ran is saying we would not paskin like the Rabbi Yossi. That's the way the Ran quotes the Ramban. There is another shita over here. He does acknowledge that there are other shitas that argue on the Ramban shita about how we would paskin in this context. Next case of the Mishnah is Ha'imer l'chaveiroi koinim she'ani ne'ne l'cha. He says, I'm not going to have any anah from you. Im ein at ba, unless you come v'noitel v'necha kur echad shel chitin v'shtei chavios shel yayin. Unless you come and take a whole kur of wheat, which is a lot, and 2 barrels of wine, which is a lot. So now this is, and obviously the case. So the question is, if he doesn't come and take that, he's able to undo this neder. You don't even need to come to be matter with the chacham. Why? Because he's able to say as follows: Klum amres. The reason why you're giving me this large present, el make kvoidi, because you want to honor me. Zeo kvoidi. My honor would be actually, I'd be better off if I didn't take it. So if you're only the only, I know you're using again. This is another example of a case where you're saying a neder, and your definition of your neder or your literal translation of the neder means one thing, but we all know what he's intending, and the intent is to give this guy a present. The guy doesn't want the present, so then he doesn't really mean to make the neder. He's saying it very strong because he wants to emphasize how serious he is about it, but at the same time, if the guy doesn't want it, then he says, it's not my honor. You're doing me a bigger favor by not giving it to me. So if it's a bigger favor by not giving it to me, then it's considered, you don't even need to be made for that nether, because again, he didn't mean that in his nether. The chain, similar the other way around. Once again, you're not gonna have anah from me. Im ein at ba v'noisin livni, if you don't give my son, kor shel chitin v'shtei chaviyos shel yayin, of this large amount of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. So here it's interesting. The Gemara says, "Rameir Omer Aser Achiyitin." Rameir says, "No, that's what he said. That's what he means. This neder would be chal." So the Pashtus, by the way, is Rameir argues on both cases, not just the second case. The Chachamu Omerim and the Chachamu say, "Avze Yochel Hefer as Nidra." He's able to say, "No, I didn't mean this neder. Shaloi Al Pi Chacham. I don't need to go to a Talmud Chacham to be matter." The Omer Loi, and he can say, "Hare Ani Ki Ilu Yiskavalti. I already got it. You want to make sure that I'm getting this big present. I got what I need. That, you know, again, the idea was to encourage you to give it, but I got what I need. So therefore, I don't have to be mekayim the nether." Once again, according to the Chacham Mishita, is that it's the idea behind it. It's the intent that counts. So if that's what he meant, and he says I got it, so then the nether is not going to be chal. A guy is asking him, is trying to persuade him to marry his niece, and he says, "He says, I never want to have anything to do with him," which again is a very strong way of saying something. When a guy is going through a divorce, obviously he's all upset. And he says, and again he uses that same expression, "I don't want to have anything to do with him." So that's what the literal translation of his words are. Still, the Mishnah says that's not what he means. Of course, you could still have hano, because even though those were the words he used, that's not what he meant. What he meant was, the point that he's trying to say is that I will never have a marital relationship with her. So that is what he's trying to say with the nether, even though, again, he uses very different words. He uses words that literally mean much more intense or severe than just the marital relations. He sounded like he said everything, but he doesn't mean everything. And that, again, is consistent with the cases of that the Mishnah is given. Finally, person is pestering somebody or encouraging somebody to come eat by his house. Oimer, and the person who's invited says, I say, I'm not even walking into your house. Or, I'm not even going to take a drink of cold water. Cold water was a big thing, you know, to make things cold was a nice gesture. And he's saying, I'm not even going to take a cold water. So again, it's a very extreme lashon. So the Mishnah says, mutar lekanes lebeis velishtos mimenu tzoinin. Yes, all those things are mutar, even though those were the words of his neder. Still, that's not what he intended to make usur in his neder. What he meant was, I'm not coming over for a meal. I'm not coming over for a suda maruba, as the Ran says. I'm not coming for a big meal. So I didn't mean to, yeah, I'll take a drink. A drink I'll take. But I'm not taking the big meal. So once again, this is another example where the literal translation of the words would, if you know, out of context, you'd understand it to mean something much more extreme. I'm not coming into your house. It sounds like I'm not even walking into your house. So the chiddush is, no, that's not what he means. That what he means to say is, I'm not sitting with you. So the Ran does bring an interesting shita over here, the Tosefta from the Yerushalmi, or the Tosefta rather. The Tosefta says that if he says this though, that I'm not going to walk into your house, and we're now saying that what that means is I'm not going to have a meal with you. What that means is that he cannot go into the person's house during meal time. So if the guy, you know, says I'm coming at 12 o'clock on Tuesday, I'm having a big suda, and he says I'm not walking into your house. So even though he doesn't mean literally walking into the house, but he's trying to avoid that suda, that means during that suda he's not going to come. During that suda, at least for that period of time, this is the chiddush of the Tosefta, that at least during that time, he literally cannot walk into his house. But that doesn't mean to say that he asserted it forever, that he's never ever going to walk into his house. That takes us, Hajjan Allah, Koinim Yain, that takes us to the end of the parak, to the end of the daf, and we will stop over here.